This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Jeff and Camille are our father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento and here to give you solid advice about your retirement. They know the risks of retirement. Oh my gosh, they see it all the time. They've helped retirees just like you develop strategies so their retirements can stand above the rest, just like the name of their firm, Monolith Financial. So excited to get started today. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille.
Well, hello, Luann. And yes, we look forward. We're talking about two fun things, which is kind of Social Security. Then the other big one is taxes.
And yes, we do actually think that is fun. You know, it is no secret that with the baby boomer generation reaching full retirement age, we're seeing more retirements in the U.S. than ever before. As a record number of employees begin to exit the workforce, many are left wondering what will the true impact be? Well, welcome to the Monolith Money Show. My name is Camille Butterfield, and today we're going to be filling you in on the trends facing many of our country's biggest industries during this major period of retirement, and then how those trends could impact you and your retirement. But before we get any further, I always want to give you our phone number. This is a number you can text the word VISIT, and you'll get a link directly to our calendar so we can have a 15-minute phone call. That number is 916-884-2584. Once again, 916-884-2584. And of course, you can always head to our website at monolithfinancial.com. We have so many different resources there. You can check out our upcoming live events, and you can also schedule a time to talk with us one-on-one right there on our website as well.
And that is complimentary, we want to say, right?
Yes, it is.
That very clear, yeah. Okay, good. All right, so let's get started. We've discussed how there, you know, seem to be more retirements than ever now because, you know, those baby boomers, I'm one of them, 65 years old. You know, we're all turning 65. Exactly what are the numbers on that? Is it as staggering as it seems, Camille?
Yes.
Staggering, yes. Yeah. Staggering is a good word for it. The numbers really show that people are exiting the workforce in droves. So a record 4.1 million Americans are set to turn 65 this year and each year through 2027. So we're going to have about 4 million people retiring year after year. And that's according to the Alliance for Life Income Retirement Income Institute. So we can't say for sure that all of them are going to retire immediately when they turn 65, but a large portion of them are. And I can definitely say, you know, personally, being in the retirement space, I am getting calls and calls and calls about people wanting to retire even before they're 65. So I think a lot of the workplace has changed for people, and either they're maybe not happy with their jobs anymore, or they've really found, hey, I want to go and start living this next fun adventure in my life called retirement. So you're not alone if you're thinking about retiring now or are saying, hey, can I retire a little bit earlier? Can I retire at 65? Those are all the questions that we help you answer. And it's so much fun to do it. I enjoy it all the time. Those are my favorite phone calls can I retire earlier? Yeah. If you have those questions, make sure to give us a call.
Okay. And I have to imagine with so many retirees leaving the workforce, it's going to be a major concern for social services, right? Like if this is going to continue for several years, wouldn't this put a strain on retirement services like Social Security, things like that, and have them only get more severe?
Well, think about it, Lou, and it is because people are living longer and longer. You know, it used to be when they first decided, oh, we're going to do Social Security, I think the average lifespan was somewhere around 62 or 63. So they basically didn't think they're going to be paying it out.
Right.
And now we have people living into their 90s constantly. And so that's a big difference in a lot more years they're paying out the benefits.
Yeah, look at that. 30 years extra, you know, and more.
And the other thing, I mean, think about like Medicare. Well, all of a sudden now you have people that are living longer and longer and needing Medicare benefits, which are just draining. And you know, I don't think hospitals and doctors and medication and all that is getting cheaper because more people are using it now. Right. I would kind of think, why wouldn't it? But
yeah, supply and demand. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's not, it's getting more and more expensive. And I can speak personally, parts are getting better.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, they're getting better and better parts, which do cost more and more, but then more and more people are taking advantage of getting a new knee or knees or hips or, you know, shoulders or what else. I mean, they're replacing all sorts of parts these days. So it really is a time that we need to look at is where's all that money going to, but also we're in a situation where we need to make sure that we have a plan put together that will last us a lifetime, no matter how long that lifetime is. And that's what we constantly have people come in the office and not have a plan, not have an idea of how long their money's going to last. It's so simple to people go, well, I have $1 million and I'm spending $50,000 a year. And so that's going to last me 20 years. Well, no. Because we found out over the last 2 years, what you're paying $50,000 for, you're paying $70,000 or $80,000 for now. So that just put a big old hole in your plan. So you need a plan that will continue to evolve. And that's how we're different. And you need a plan about the second part of what we're going to talk about, which is taxes. So give us a call. We're at 916-884-2584. That first call can be 15, 20 minutes and just find out if we're a good fit. And if we have some good information for you, ask us any question. We will put together an answer for you. And then we'll help you understand that question and maybe a few questions that you didn't know to ask. Call us now, 916-884-2584.
And we thank you so much for joining us today, spending part of your day with us. So today we're talking about this historic wave of retirees or of workers entering retirement, I should say. We've talked about how this could impact individual retirees, but now I want to talk about just how it's going to affect our overall economy, Camille. You know, which industries do you think are going to be the most affected by all of us retiring?
Yeah, we're seeing it, you know, across the board. And actually, my husband works in the engineering type of sector. So a lot of those large buildings, and he's seen, you know, just with all of the jobs and the people he's connected with over the years, that the people who are overly experienced and have all this knowledge, they're starting to exit. And so, you know, you're trying to get a lot of newcomers, but there's not a lot of newcomers out there like wanting some of these positions. So we're finding that not only are people exiting, but there's not enough people coming in to fill those positions either. So some of the industries we're looking at are like the wholesale trade industry. So that's distributors that sell goods to other wholesalers or to retailers. Repair and maintenance. It's really funny how I've seen things change over the years, and just handymen, you know, or people actually knowing how to do things themselves. We were sitting at a neighborhood party one day, and my husband was talking to some of the men and talking about some of the repairs we had made on the house. And one of the guys had moved up into the area from the Bay Area, and he was like, oh, I call somebody anytime I need to, you know, change the faceplate on a light switch. And it was like, what? You know, just simple things like that. Yeah. We've lost that. And so those are, you know, we need those organizations are like cabinetry makers, you know, to have that sturdy furniture. So, you know, we're seeing it across the board, that repair, maintenance, religious, civic, professional organizations. We're also seeing it in financial activities. So that's investment banks with some insurance companies and real estate firms. We're seeing it with government jobs. And the statistics we've seen is it's about 25% of the workers across all those industries are 55 or older. And they're retiring, like I said, in masses. So I say, you know, we need to bring back kind of those trades again.
Well, Camille, what you're saying is basically, you know, we're talking about the most established, the wisest workers out there are not around to help mentor all these people. Mm-mm. And then the other thing is it's gotten to where people I don't know, just don't seem to want to turn a wrench, you know, become a plumber, become an electrician. You know, those trades are really starting to go away. And I can see it in clients that, you know, are involved in building homes, or clients that, you know, are just trying to get repairs done around the house. It's really hard to get somebody to come out and work.
Yeah, that's really where, you know, because we're seeing these things, we need to see, well, how does that affect you if you're in that industry, or you working with that industry in retirement too? Because yes, if, you know, there's maybe not physical humans doing some of these jobs, we're looking at a lot of AI, the technology behind it, but at what cost too? So that's one of those big questions. And that's really, you know, on top of that, looking forward is where we have to take a look at your entire retirement plan and say, okay, what are you maybe going to need to be spending in the future? And how can we account for that year after year as inflation does grow and taxes grow? If you don't have a plan, or if your plan, you say, maybe needs a checkup, right? We all need to have a checkup at least once a year with a doctor. Why not do it with your finances as well? Give us a call, 916-884-2584. You can also text the word visit to 916-884-2584, and we can set up a 15-minute phone call.
Today, we're going to dig into our mailbag. It is time again for that, guys. Jeff and Camille, you ready to do this?
I'm ready. I love it.
Okay, me too. So we have questions, and then Jeff and Camille have answers for you. And if you have your own questions, let me just throw this in. You can certainly give them a call and get those questions answered. That number, again, is 916-884-2584. All right, let's get started here. Jeff, I'm going to give this one to you. It's from Jancy. And Jancy says, I am 61, and I just lost my job. What do I need to do to figure out if I can stay retired or if I need to start looking for another job?
Well, Jancy, and that's a unique name. So I really like Jancy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Give us a call. Can't wait to talk to you, Jancy. But we've had that happen a lot. And it's really interesting when you sit down and put together all the pieces of a retirement plan for somebody and you start talking about certain things at certain ages. So you're at a really unique age. So after age 59 and a half, you can start drawing from retirement accounts and you don't get penalized on it. So that's a huge plus. You're only a year away from maybe turning 62 and now taking from Social Security. You're also at an age at 61 that if you had lost a spouse, you could actually start taking Social Security on your spouse and delaying yours for a while. So 61, I'll have to tell you, is a great age, and it gives you a lot of choices, but it's also knowing what you've accumulated, knowing that, do you have a house and your house is paid off? Or do you live in California now and maybe you want to leave California and move to a state where things are going to cost less for you? Do you have family in different areas? That's a big reason that we have a lot of clients moving around these days, is they want to be closer to their kids. It's a great time. So yes, sit down with us, give us a call. We will walk you through everything and give you that confidence to go ahead and understand that, yes, I can retire now, or we're going to tell you. And so Jancy, give us a call. I can't wait, and Camille can't wait to sit down with you and help you plan out the rest of your life.
I love that. That's great. And good luck to her. And yeah, I hope she does call you. Anybody else in that same situation, 916-884-2584 is the number to call. Here's another question for us today as we're digging into our Monolith Money Show mailbag.
Mailbag.
Our next question is from Jolene, and she says, I've started getting a ton of mail about Medicare. I'm giggling because that's me. So I guess someone knows I'm about to turn 65. Should I keep all this mail, and how do I decide on the right Medicare policy? I'll ask you this, Camille.
Oh, Jolene. Yes, you are at that wonderful age where everyone and their mom who deals in Medicare is going to be sending you mail. Luckily for most of us, we don't have those home phones. So getting those unauthorized calls at all hours of the day. But when it comes to Medicare, they have this whole saying of this Medicare maze, and it's so complicated. And Jolene, first thing I'm going to tell you is it doesn't have to be complicated. So that's where myself, Jeff, we sit down with you, we get to know you and what you need, because when we know what you need or you want as far as a medical plan, it's so much easier to make a decision. Is a Medicare Advantage plan right for you? And Medicare Advantage works more like an HMO, I'm going to say. So you stay in network. Supplement plans, or they're called Medigap policies, those are the ones that are going to work more like a PPO, or that give you a little bit more freedom, but you end up paying a little bit more for those. But that can be okay. And realistically, Jolene, what I'm going to say is come in, talk to us. Let us make a clear path through that Medicare maze for you so that it becomes simple. And then guess what? You can throw out all that mail, or you can use it as we get into the winter months and burn some of that to start a fire. but, you know, I do want to just give you some of the confidence to know it doesn't have to be complicated, and it can be pretty easy and pretty straightforward, but you do have to talk to somebody that is wanting to get to know you and understand you and your needs. So go ahead, write down this number, 916-884-2584, and we can help you navigate that maze and create a clear path to a Medicare policy that fits you and what you want in your retirement plan.
All right. And that number again to call if you would like to set up an appointment to go in and maybe talk over your own situation, your own questions with them. It is complimentary, 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit to get started. Very, very simple. Just text the word visit to get started. 916-884-2584. Remember, that is a complimentary appointment. Okay, so now another question as we dig into our mailbag again. This one's from Stuart. And Jeff, I'll give this one to you. My father has Alzheimer's, and it's really been hard on all of us. And I'm also thinking a lot about my future. If I end up following in his footsteps with this, what do I need to know now so my affairs are in order in case I start to maybe lose my mental capacity? And then who should I talk to for help?
Well, first of all, Stuart, I have been in your shoes. So my dad did have Alzheimer's, and it is extremely hard on the caregivers.
Yes.
I'll tell you. So that's something that you can help your dad with. So depending upon if he was a veteran or yourself, if you were a veteran, and basically the rules are you were in the service for 90 days and one of those days we're at war somewhere, there are benefits, it's called aid in attendance, that's available not only for the veteran, but also if you had a spouse, for the spouse of a veteran. And so those are things to look into with the Veterans Affairs. You are going to have your dad's discharge papers. So one of the things, Stuart, if you are in the service, make sure that you have your discharge papers available, having an estate plan put together. So what I always say is when you put together a will or a trust, well, a trust allows you to rule from the grave. And I say that meaning you get to say who gets how, what, when, and where. And that's really important because I don't know how many families over the last 30 plus years that they just start fighting over money. And it's crazy. And it's a situation where you can put a stop to all that by just putting things down and understanding, you know, that you do have a trust in place, and that's how it's going to be. You can change your trustee as you go along, but be careful because I've had actually family members that changed their trust and it wasn't to a good person that they changed it to. So fortunately, being in the business, I knew how to cope with that and get that corrected. But yeah, you really have to have things put together, and the sooner the better. So don't think, well, you know, I'm only 40 years old, I don't need any of this. We never know where something very unexpected is going to happen. So once you have a spouse, once you have children, you should have a trust put together. And that's going to a good trust attorney and make sure that everything is put in there, but knowing throughout your life, you can make changes to it.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Last question. I'll try to get this one in for you, Camille. This is from Debbie. She says, I appreciate all the work my husband has done to put together a financial plan, but he also keeps getting excited about different investments, and it's starting to stress me out that he's always changing our plans and chasing the next big thing. I just want to have confidence in our plan, and I'm not excited about the investments he's talking about. What should I do?
Well, Debbie, I have to say, when Luann was reading that, it made me chuckle because you're not alone. I have conversations with people all the time that are talking about the next big thing. Should they do this? Should they do that? And at the end of the day, really what I found is they're missing the purpose or the goal of their money. So, you know, a lot of times I talk about when people are chasing things or they're talking to their neighbors and they're like, well, they got 8% and I'm getting 5%. They're not looking at the bigger picture or understanding how their plan mechanics all work together. I talk a lot about retirement being kind of a puzzle piece, and we're here to help you fit the pieces together to create that overall retirement picture for you. So, Debbie, I'm going to say we need to sit down, we need to have a discussion and find out the purpose of your money, because truly, when you have a purpose or a goal in mind, it becomes so much easier to decide how does it need to be invested? How do we make changes or adjustments throughout time? Because when you don't have an idea of where you're trying to go or where you're trying to get to, it's like you're driving through a really long tunnel and you can't see the end and you're not really sure what's on the other side. But if we can add some light into that tunnel and help you understand where you're going and how to get there, your retirement becomes so much clearer. And that really does help to give you that confidence. So give us a call. And if you're listening right now and you have a plan, don't have a plan, or you just want to say, hey, am I on the right track? Give us a call at 916-884-2584. And let's put together a plan that can help you make your retirement dreams come true. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to sit down and meet with all of you listeners.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.